At a rally in Denver, John McCain warned that the middle class would suffer economically if Barack Obama is elected president next month, along with a Congress with an expanded Democratic majority. McCain also cited the prediction of Obama's vice presidential running mate, Senator Joe Biden, that Obama will be tested by an international crisis early in his term if he wins on November 4th.
I will not be a president that needs to be tested. I have been tested. Senator Obama hasn't.
Protesters briefly interrupted McCain's speech. McCain responded that voters want Americans to stop shouting at each other.
You know, a lot of times the people come and yell, and they yell about the war in Iraq. I want to tell you, my friends, we'll bring our troops home, but we'll bring them home in honor and victory. We won't bring them home in defeat.
McCain is looking to regain momentum in Colorado and several other so-called swing or battleground states that will determine who wins the election. Several recent polls suggest Obama has big leads over McCain in several important states, including Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, and Indiana. Obama was off the campaign trail Friday, visiting his ailing grandmother in Hawaii. His wife, Michelle Obama, filled in for her husband during a campaign rally in Ohio.
I come here as a wife, first and foremost, who you know loves her husband, and I've watched him perform, grow. And I know after being so close to him and seeing his abilities up close, I know in my heart, with no hesitation, that he will be an extraordinary president. That I know.
Obama leads McCain in the latest national polls by an average of 7 points. But political experts have really taken notice of several recent state polls that seem to show Obama surging. Alan Lichtman is a presidential scholar at American University in Washington.
Right now, it's a near landslide for Barack Obama. A round of new polls have come out in battleground states showing Barack Obama with unstoppable leads in every state that John Kerry won in 2004 and very big leads in a lot of states that Bush won in 2004.
But many analysts also caution that McCain could close the gap in the final days of the campaign, especially if something unexpected occurs, either at home or abroad. Tom DeFrank of the New York Daily News is a guest on VOA's Issues in the News program.
I continue to believe that some sort of unexpected global crisis in the last 10 days would certainly help McCain. I don't think Russia is going to invade Poland or Georgia or the Czech Republic, but something like that, were it to happen, would remind voters, I think, that McCain has the overwhelming edge in experience in government service and experience in dealing with national security and foreign policy.
Both candidates will target a small group of undecided or so-called battleground states in the final days in hopes of securing the number of state-by-state electoral votes needed to win the presidency. 270 electoral votes are required for victory out of a total of 538. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.